The 5 o'clock news is sponsored by Arthur's and Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Sentencing day for two of six Mississippi law enforcement officers who pleaded guilty to charges of torturing two black men last year. Jeffrey Middleton receiving 17 and a half years, his former colleague, 20 years.
Former Mississippi Sheriff's Deputy Hunter Elward sentenced to about 20 years in prison for joining five other white former officers in January, bursting into a home without a warrant and assaulting two black men, shoving a gun into the mouth of one of them in a mock execution that failed. At the sentencing, victim Eddie Parker expressed forgiveness, saying he's satisfied with 20 years.
ABC's Derek Dennis. It is primary day across five states, including the battleground states of Ohio and Arizona. A Texas law allowing police to arrest suspected migrants and state judges to deport them can go into effect. The Supreme Court making that ruling until justices can review the merits of the case. And tonight marks the start of spring, but allergy season has already hit due to early blooms for many. This is ABC News. A House hearing today focusing on the 2021 withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Retired General and former Joint Chiefs Chair Mark Milley defended the military's efforts and called the deaths of 13 U.S. service members due to a suicide bomb personal. ABC's Jay O'Brien has more on the Republican-led hearing.
The House Foreign Affairs Committee has even had very tense relationships with the State Department, threatening at one point to hold the Secretary of State in contempt of Congress because they wanted documents from the State Department that they now apparently have an agreement from state to get. So this investigation has been ongoing for quite some time. Milley's testimony here is one element of it.
Got your brackets ready. March Madness is here with tonight's big dance. First four matchups. And ESPN is reporting that the Bowman brand of Topps is releasing the first ever officially licensed March Madness trading cards for the top players. The cost, $139.99 for a pack of eight. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Dive into the heart of Wisconsin flavor at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Fridays are all about the classic Wisconsin fish fry with the added bonus of live bands. But that's not all. On the first Saturdays of the month, savor an amazing all-you-can-eat prime rib buffet that's sure to satisfy your cravings. And here's something special. They're now serving certified black Angus beef for the ultimate dining experience. Save the date for the fourth Wednesday of the month for the Lobster Feast. Arthur's Supper Club, where every meal is a celebration. Bring your appetite and your friends to Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Good food, good times, and great memories await.
WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel. Your American Family Insurance Agents. Insurance designed with you in mind. Look for partly cloudy, breezy, and conditions tonight. It'll be turning much colder with a low of 18. Winds will be northwest 10 to 20. Partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and brisk tomorrow, high 34. Winds northwest 10 to 20, and a few clouds and cold tomorrow night with a low of 15. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 12 to 14 miles per hour. We did have some reports of gusts up around 17, 18 miles per hour earlier, and it's sunny and 57 degrees.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Boscobel, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A person was found dead at Devil's Lake State Park Monday afternoon. The Sauk County coroner said the body of an adult man was found around 2. WMTV in Madison reports that a Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources warden on scene said the deceased is a registered camper who is believed to have taken their own life while WKOW and TV Madison reports that James Yablonsky's father confirmed to them that the person found was not his son. The 13-year-old Yablonsky, who was last known to be in the area of the park, has not been seen since June of last year. The DNR says the park remains open as they investigate the death. Two hospitals and several clinics in and around Eau Claire are set to close Friday. Governor Evers was in Eau Claire yesterday to urge Republican lawmakers to release $15 million for health care in the region.
Republicans are continuing to obstruct the release of $15 million in crisis resources. I don't know what could be more of a crisis, frankly. If they're waiting for something else, they've got one right now.
Evers and Republicans disagree whether the money should just go to emergency rooms or pay for more services. It's up to the Joint Finance Committee to release the money. People on Badger Care Plus can get birth control pills without a prescription for the first time starting today. The contraceptives are available at Medicaid-enrolled pharmacies. Badger Care Plus has long covered over-the-counter daily oral contraception with a prescription. The new order from Governor Evers makes O-pill available without a prescription and with no out-of-pocket costs. Marquette University plans to cut $31 million from its budget over the next 7 years. That's about 7% of its operating budget. Campus officials blame a drop in traditional student enrollment and the growing need for financial aid. They say program offerings, organizational structures, and campus facilities are all on the table. Wisconsin lawmakers are scrutinizing work-from-home policies at state government agencies. The Joint Legislative Audit Committee is holding a hearing today. An audit in December shows about one in every four state workers is allowed to work from home 2 to 5 days a week. There's talk of possibly selling offices that aren't being used. A lot of rural communities around Wisconsin don't have tornado sirens. Local leaders in those areas are urging people to get a NOAA weather radio, download weather apps, and sign up for mass phone notifications. Tornado season normally starts in the spring, but Wisconsin did get some tornadoes in February. A divided Wisconsin Supreme Court has asked for arguments related to a question over what legislative boundaries should be in place for a potential recall election organized by supporters of former President Donald Trump. The recall targets the state's top Republican Assembly Speaker, Robin Voss, because of his refusal to impeach the state's top elections official or proceed with attempting to decertify President Joe Biden's 2020 victory in Wisconsin. The bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission asked the Wisconsin Supreme Court to decide which maps should be used for purposes of any recall or special election held before November. The court today asked for arguments within 2 days. Early voting will begin in Wisconsin for a host of local races to propose constitutional amendments that could alter how future elections are run in the now anticlimactic presidential primary. Voters are able to submit absentee ballots in person across the state starting today, but hours and locations vary. Both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have already won enough states to secure the necessary delegates to be their party's presumptive nominees. But Wisconsin voters will decide on a constitutional amendment that would ban the use of private money for running elections. There are also dozens of local races for mayor, school board seats, and other offices. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds ATV-UTV riders to make safety their number one priority this spring. A lack of snow melt and early spring weather means drier trails and more opportunities for riders to get out on public and private land across Wisconsin. Regardless of weather and trail conditions, safety must remain a priority for rec vehicle riders. In 2023, there were 282 ATV-UTV reported crashes, 32 fatal incidents, and 99 passengers were injured. 95% of fatality victims were not wearing a helmet. There have also already been 5 fatal crashes in the state so far this year. Crashes can happen to anyone. Always follow basic off-road vehicle safety to mitigate the risk of a crash or fatal incident. This includes staying sober, wearing a helmet, using a UTV seatbelt, and taking an ATV safety course. Wisconsin law requires ATV and UTV operators born on or after January 1, 1988, who are at least 12 years old, for an ATV and at least 16 years old for UTV must complete an ATV safety certification course to operate in Wisconsin. These safety courses can be taken online or in person. A list of approved safety education classes is available on the DNR Safety Education webpage. Wisconsin law also requires every operator involved in a crash incident to report the incident to law enforcement officials without delay. Operators must submit a written report to the DNR within 10 days of the incident. For more information about ATV and UTV recreation in Wisconsin, visit the DNR's ATV-UTV Riding in Wisconsin webpage. Thinking about farm succession? Joy Kirkpatrick is a UW-Madison Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialist.
I think there are a couple of components to farm succession. You could have the whole conversation about, so I think about it's the transitioning of the actual assets. So it's transitioning of cattle, machinery, feed inventories, and then, of course, the land. That's the thing that people, that's the biggest value asset, right? So people talk about the land transition a lot. So there's plans that you need to put in place to get those moved to the people that you want to have own them when you don't want to own them anymore. And so you can do that. And then there's also the piece of transferring that management, that decision-making, who's going to be a big part of the farm and who's going to take over those big decisions that need to be made.
It is common for farmers to push farm succession planning to the back of their minds. It isn't something that farms do every year, so finding the time and knowing where to start can be hurdles that seem too high to cross. If you've been thinking about farm succession and want to learn more about the steps and the basic vocabulary of succession and estate planning, UW-Madison Division of Extension has a 3-hour farm succession planning program to help you learn more.
When you think about putting those two things together, that's what I call about like a farm succession. There are going to be farms that maybe they don't have someone that's going to take over, or maybe it's going to turn into something that's more of a part-time farming role. They still need to have those conversations about what people want to have happen when they don't want to own or manage those assets anymore. So whether it's a big business that's going to turn over and you're going to have new management that's going to continue for a whole nother generation, or if it's making sure that the assets go to where you want them to. I think those are different components of succession planning, and sometimes people maybe just an estate plan is what they need because they're not going to worry about or don't need to worry about the farm management component, or maybe it's all of those things or a little bit of all of those things. So it can be pretty broad.
Joy Kirkpatrick and Kelly Wilford, both Extension Farm Management Outreach Specialists, will provide a framework to help farms identify risk and begin those first conversations around succession planning.
And I think this particular workshop kind of touches on a little bit of all of those things. So I think when you're thinking about, if you don't have any sort of plans in place, the state does have a plan for you. And you might not like that particular plan. Maybe it's not going to go to the ones that you really want to be able to continue farming. So that's what Kelly will talk a little bit about, of like what happens if you don't have a plan. And then my piece is a bit more about like how do you start having those conversations and how can you pull together your materials and information so that you're better prepared.
4 farm succession workshops will be held late this month and in early April. The first will be this Thursday morning from 9 to noon in Dodgeville at the Iowa County Law Enforcement Center. The workshop is free. However, registrations would be appreciated.
Probably the easiest way for people to register is if they would call the Iowa County Extension Office. And that phone number is 608-930-9850. We're pretty sure that we will be able to accommodate walk-ins, but it would be great if we knew that you were coming so that we would have enough of the handout materials and that sort of thing. So if they would like to call and make that reservation for Thursday for the program that starts at 9 o'clock, that's what we would encourage them to do. But we will try to accommodate walk-ins as well.
To register online, go to bit.ly/SuccessionSpring2024. For more information, contact Joy Kirkpatrick at 608-263-3485. Today's winner of $50 in the American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 calendar raffle is Lori Thompson of Richland Center on ticket number 2.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet, died Thursday at Divine Rehabilitation and Nursing in Fenimore. Funeral services will be held at noon Wednesday at the Blue River Valley Church, with burial to be held in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the Blue River Valley Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at noon. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Blue River Valley Church or the Gideons. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Dwayne Clifton Thomas, 88, of rural Muscadet. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien, died Friday at home. Funeral services will be Thursday at 6 at the Garrity Funeral Home Chapel in Prairie du Chien, with private burial at a later date in the Lloyd Cemetery. Friends may call at the Garrity Funeral Home Thursday from 3 until the time of service at 6. Military honors will be accorded by the Prairie du Chien Honor Guard immediately following the service. Willard Jr. Wentz, 95, of Prairie du Chien. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel, died March 3rd at her home. A celebration of life will be held Friday from 4 until 7 at the Kendall Funeral Home in Boscobel. A time of remembrance service will be held at 7. A private family burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Penny P. Kalish, 62, of Boscobel. Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet, died March 11th while receiving hospice care at Pine Valley Community Village in Richland Center. A future celebration of life will be held at the Blue River Valley Church. Burial will follow at the Blue River Valley Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For Roxanne Kovars, 82, of Oshkosh, formerly of Muscadet. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena, died February 18th at home. A memorial gathering will be held Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Tunnel to Toe or Badger Honor Flight. Phyllis Arlene Mickelson, 93, of Arena.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. And if you need a grill, check out the Louisiana Grills or Pit Boss Grills. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin, with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good evening. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are entering a very active period of weather here in the upper Midwest over the next 7 days with multiple storm systems moving through with a variety of precipitation, wind. Some pretty impressive impacts are possible. And precipitation totals through the middle of next week could be on the order of 2 inches of moisture across the region. So definitely welcome news for the drought areas across the region and should lower the fire danger quite a bit as well. We also have a major temperature change on the way over the next 24 hours thanks to a low-pressure system sweeping by to the northeast of us, dragging in an Arctic cold front overnight. Temperatures could be down in the teens by the time we wake up tomorrow morning with wind chill factors just in the single digits. Be sure to bundle up tomorrow morning. Now, tomorrow night into Thursday, we're going to watch a weather system develop across the Dakotas and Minnesota. That'll spread a large streak of snow toward Wisconsin by Thursday night, lasting into Friday morning. Several inches are likely, with snow covered in slippery roads. A bigger storm system coming in from the Rocky Mountains by Sunday and Sunday night could bring us some moderate to locally heavy snow. It might transition to rain next Monday if it warms up, so stay tuned. Otherwise, for tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and eventually turning much colder. Temperatures dropping down into the 30s in the evening, 18 late tonight, northwest wind 10 to 20. Partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and brisk tomorrow, high at 34, northwest wind between 10 and 20. Wednesday night, a few clouds and chilly, low 15. Thursday, increasing clouds, high 38. Snow likely Thursday night with 1 to 3 inches possible. Friday, snow tapering off by midday, another 1 to 3 inches possible. Low 25, high 37. Saturday, partly cloudy, high 34. Sunday, breezy with snow likely by midday with moderate or heavy accumulations possible by night. May become a wintry mix south, high at 38. Monday, breezy with snow mixing with or turning to rain. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a great evening.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is sunny and our temperature is 56 degrees after a daytime high of 57 and a morning low of 30. Yesterday's high was 38 and we received a trace of flurries. Record high set back in 1976 is 75 degrees with a record low of 8 below set back in 1923. Last year's high was 40 with a low of 14. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:12. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:05. Winds are out of the southwest at around 12 to 14 miles per hour, and not long ago we had gusts of between 16 to 18 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.62, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 56 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Wisconsin's Chucky Hepburn has a knack for playing his best when the lights are the brightest. He didn't expect to have to wait this long to return to college basketball's biggest stage. Hepburn's freshman season ended when he injured his ankle early in an NCAA tournament second-round loss to Iowa State 2 years ago. Hepburn finally gets a second chance at March Madness when number 23 Wisconsin faces James Madison on Friday at Brooklyn. Hepburn heads into the NCAA tournament playing arguably the best basketball of his career. Badgers coach Greg Gard was on fire after his team upset the powerful Purdue Boilermakers on Saturday. A video of the speech has gone viral after telling the players surrounding him in the locker room he has never seen a battle like they put up in his 25 years of coaching. He then led them in a celebration dance while House of Pain's Jump Around was playing. Coach Prime Deion Sanders is sending his love to Gard. Wisconsin meets James Madison on Friday in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Marquette coach Shaka Smart says senior team leader Tyler Kolick will be on the court when the team meets Western Kentucky in the first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Smart says Kolick has to go through a progression of rehab and recovery this week. The player suffered an oblique injury on February 28th and has missed his team's last six games. He's said to be trending in the right direction for a return to the Golden Eagles lineup. Marquette is a number two seed for the second straight postseason. Purdue big man Zach Edey is a unanimous choice for first-team All-American for the Associated Press for the second straight season. The 7'4" senior topped all 62 ballots from AP's top 25 poll voters in results released on Tuesday. Edey was joined on the first team by Tennessee's Dalton Knecht, North Carolina's R.J. Davis, Houston's Jamal Sheed, and Connecticut's Tristan Newton. Marquette's Tyler Kolick, Dayton's Deron Holmes II, Alabama's Mark Sears, Duke's Kyle Flipkowski, and Kansas's Hunter Dickinson were second-team picks. San Diego State's Jadon Ladie, Auburn's Johnny Broom, and Arizona's Caleb Love, Creighton's Baylor Shearman, and Illinois' Terrence Shannon Jr. were third-team picks.
Founded in Prairie du Sac over 100 years ago and locally staffed, Schwartz Insurance has grown to be one of Wisconsin's leading independent insurance agencies. Caring about their customers is an important part of their past and the key to their future. Talk to them about your personal, business, farm, life, or health insurance needs. Call 647-8891 in Richland Center and be sure with Schwartz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual insurance agency.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment. Plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034. It's not rebuilding if the young players on the Brewers roster are as good as their manager thinks. Pat Murphy says to top prospects, Joey Ortiz and Jackson Churio can make the opening day roster. Murphy says Ortiz has a good shot and Churio is in the mix. Ortiz comes to Milwaukee as part of the Corbin Burns trade. Churio is the second-ranked prospect in all of minor league baseball. Both played in Monday's 4-3 win over the Angels, with Churio going 1-3. And the Brewers are currently taking on the Cleveland Guardians in spring training action. And right now, that score is tied up at 5 apiece in the bottom of the eighth. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. Forward Chris Middleton looked good, scoring 22 points against the Phoenix Suns last weekend. The 6'7" scoring machine would be a welcome addition to the Bucks' offense, which has been sluggish at times and scary good at other times. He had missed 16 games and hadn't played since February 16th. Middleton only played 25 minutes Sunday, but he also had a time to hand out hand out 7 assists and keep the Bucks offense going despite the absence of Giannis Antetokounmpo. With just 14 games remaining in the regular season, he could have a major impact on keeping Milwaukee in second place in the Eastern Conference standings. And the Milwaukee Bucks will be taking on the Boston Celtics in Boston tomorrow evening, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450. And former Packers All-Pro left tackle David Bakhtiari is said to be focused on playing again this season. The NFL Network reports Bakhtiari is working hard on his rehabilitation. He's not coming back to Green Bay, and it isn't likely he would join former teammate Aaron Rodgers with the Jets. That team has strengthened in its tackle position by trading for Morgan Moses and signing Tyrone Smith as a free agent. When the 32-year-old offensive lineman is healthy, he is one of the best in professional baseball. But he's only played in 13 games over the last 3 seasons. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Does your yard need a green makeover? At B&D Tree Services, they've got your trees covered. From tree pruning to removal, health assessments, and emergency services, they're your local tree specialists. Their expert team is dedicated to top-notch customer service. Need that stubborn stump gone? They do that too. At B&D Tree Services, for all your tree needs. Call them today at 608-738-9399 and let your trees thrive.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all. Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A.O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. With Easter less than 2 weeks away, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society offers the following information regarding pet safety for the Easter season. First, Easter lilies are a beautiful symbol of Easter, but they're also highly poisonous to cats and can cause severe stomach upset in dogs. Likewise, if ingested by your dog or cat, Easter basket grass can cause severe intestinal damage. So keep both Easter lilies and Easter basket grass away from pets. Finally, be sure to keep all of your chocolate Easter candy and anything else containing chocolate away from dogs. OMHS wishes you and your family, including your pets, a safe and blessed Easter season. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored by Aterers in Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aterers in Plain.
Corn was higher Tuesday. Soybeans, cattle, and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential. One of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans were mixed, adjusting spreads. Brazil's harvest is past 60%, and their basis is moving lower, adding to their export advantage. Domestic crush demand solid, canceling out some of that bearish export impact. May beans were down 2 1/4 at $11.85 1/2. July was too lower at $12.25. May soybean meal was up $2 at $3.33.90. May soybean oil is down 56 points at $48.14. Corn was up. Brazil's second corn crop is nearly planted with generally favorable weather aside from a few dry spots in the south. Export and corn for ethanol use demand continue to be solid. May corn was up 3 1/2 at $4.39.5, and July was 3 1/2 higher at $4.52 1/4. Chicago and Kansas City wheat were up. Minneapolis was mostly firm. There was support from the ongoing Russia-Ukraine war, which could slow down movement out of the Black Sea. Crop conditions in U.S. plains over the past week were mixed, improving in some areas, declining in others. May Chicago was 9.75 higher at 552.5. May Kansas City was up 9 at 582.75. May Minneapolis wheat was up 5 at 655.75. Live and feeder cattle were mixed at a widespread direct business and Friday's USDA cattle on feed report. Megan Grebner has more on cash livestock in just a moment. April live is down 52 at 188.05, and June was 40 cents lower at 185. April feeders were down 2 cents at 255.07, and May was 20 lower at 258.92. And hogs were mixed, mostly lower on spread trade and overbought signals. April was down $1 at 85.82. June lean was 177 lower at 101.25. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets after this brief break.
The right trait technology on the right acre matters when it comes to crop performance. In this CAB conversation, Wisconsin farmer William Hoffman says the above and below ground insect protection is why he's planting DeKalb VT4 Pro trait technology following soybeans.
In the last couple of years, seen some pressure and thought I needed to try something different. And the rootworm technology seemed to work considerably better.
He says there's a reason he chooses new products like DeKalb VT4 Pro for his farm.
I'm really buying two things. I'm buying hybrid, you know, that I believe is high yielding and has a lot of potential. And I'm buying the trait package as an insurance policy to make sure that I can utilize, you know, all of the potential that hybrid has.
To learn more, visit DeKalb.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. 2024 Bear Group, all rights reserved. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Early asking prices were floated around $188 plus live in the South, but were not established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until later in the week. Boxed beef closed mixed with light to moderate demand for solid offerings. Choice down 11 cents at 313.22. Select was 13 cents higher at 303.18. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, even on the weekend, down more than 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs end of the day higher with a big negotiated run. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct up $1.12 with a weighted average of 80.78. The Iowa Minnesota closed 92 cents higher with a weighted average of 80.80, and the Western Corn Belt was up 88 cents with a weighted average of 80.55. Pork values closed higher up 21 cents at 93.37. And estimated hog slaughter was 491,000 head, up 7,000 on the week and up more than 4,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. An ag economist says it's a good idea for farmers to stress test their break-even production costs. Matt Erickson with Farm Credit Services of America says it's important to run through some hypothetical scenarios.
Maybe, you know, our yields are expected to decline by, you know, 2 or 3%. We can sensitize our balance sheets and our numbers to see what our new break-even could be.
More news is next.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevXFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
U.S. lawmakers sent letters to the Biden administration this week asking for expanded market access for U.S. biofuels and continued engagement with Brazil on its import tariff for U.S. ethanol. Some areas of the Corn Belt could soon receive some much-needed precipitation. Justin Glisson, state climatologist for the Iowa Department of Agriculture, says a more active storm track is expected over the next 7 days.
Anywhere from an inch to 2+ inches across much of the state, and this we see stretching from generally the Gulf Coast up north into Wisconsin and Minnesota.
A turkey processing plant in eastern Iowa has announced 260 workers will be laid off beginning next month. West Liberty Foods says it's discontinuing its ready-to-eat slicing operations in West Liberty, Iowa. More news at brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
There can be advantages and cost savings by raising pigs with more grass and a lot less grain.
Well, our grain that we use, corn and bean meal, we do use distiller grains, and then we get the minerals from NextGen 2090.
That's Jody Kronauer from White Bison Farm near Leona, Wisconsin. She tells us more about primarily grass-fed pigs next on today's Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
At Compere Financial, we provide services based on your needs. So whether it's ag lending, crop insurance or other financial services, or you're seeking industry expertise from a trusted advisor, we're here as a partner and member of your community that is defined by you. Contact your local Compere Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compere.com/you for your lending and other financial needs. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
Jody Kronauer and her family raise pork that she says has more taste and beneficial minerals than most pork because she feeds them very little grain and a lot of grass.
We want them primarily eating grass. So we feed during the warm growing months, they eat grass. During the winter months, they get a soft grass hay or an alfalfa hay. What we have done, because we live in northern Wisconsin, is we have got a fodder unit. So I grow fodder for my pigs all year round. They get barley mixed with a little bit of peas, so it's a sweeter flavor. Barley's a little bit bitter, so we add the peas in for flavor. And honestly, our pigs absolutely love it. So we only feed grain in the morning to make sure they get the necessary minerals they need in their diet. And then the rest of what they're getting is, like I said, fodder, grass, hay throughout the year.
I'm guessing, but that might lower your cost of production as absolutely. Well as making a really good tasting meat.
It absolutely does. So, yes, you don't have to do the free choice, which obviously we're trying to get away from. We want that benefit of the grass-fed, so you get the better quality meat, you get more nutrients in the meat, which means your customers don't, you know, take as much to get filled up. So, like, we have three teenage sons, they can get the nutrients they need out of one pork chop, is considering, you know, 2, 3, 4 pork chops when you don't have that nutrient-dense meat. The other benefit, like you said, is you're not putting as much food into the pigs, so primarily if they're eating grass and hay, you're not putting as much money into growing those pigs either. Now, it does take a little bit longer to grow them to the butcher weight that you want them to be at. Because you're getting that primarily grass-fed, they don't grow quite as quickly, but the benefit is worth it.
How much longer does it take to finish that pig?
So we usually get to a butcher weight of 230 to 250 live weight in 10 months.
Not much longer.
Not a whole lot longer, but a little bit longer. So if you're the person who wants to get feeders in the early spring and then butcher them before the end of the year, you know, this might not be the pig for you. If your goal is to provide the best in quality and nutrient and you know, overall, honestly, quality for the pigs, because they're outside all year round. They don't root if they're getting the necessary minerals that they need in their diet. So their pastures look honestly better than our horse pastures. So, you know, the quality for the animal, not only for you, is worth it for us.
That's Jody Kronauer, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate, and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Are you looking for quality cattle? Head to the Richland Cattle Center every Wednesday morning at 11:30. This week's auction includes fresh cows, two-year-olds, milking and bred back cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred heifers, open heifers of all ages, baby heifer and bull calves. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sales at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30, your source for top-notch cattle.
My baby loves to hold me in his arms and gently touch my face. As we lie there close together late at night in our own special place. It's like I'm drifting off to heaven as it does that thing that only he can do. In little ways that let me know he's in heaven too. He's snoring again, and I'm wide awake. It's like a NASCAR race being run on his face, and the bed starts to tremble and shake. Cause I ain't had no rest. Oh, the day seems to drag along, and I can't wait to get myself in bed. But soon that old familiar sound comes crashing in my head. He's snoring again, and I'm wide.
Make him go sleep in the den. the band. Oh, we sit in the same place, cold beer in my hand. They know me by name and my go-to drink. Yeah, I come here every Wednesday. Out of the corner of my eye, I see the door guy checking your eyes. Surprised when you see me, like you didn't have a clue that I'd be here tonight, wearing those jeans you like. Been coming here for a long time.
That was Priscilla Block with My Bar, and before that we had Jamie O'Neill with Wide Awake. And I'm Tim Thede. I'm going to be bringing you music up until the 8 o'clock hour, hoping your Tuesday is a good one. Enjoying the nice warm weather outside right now. The worst floor and home temperature gauge is now at 55, but we did hit a high of 57. But that wind today made it seem a lot cooler. We had some gusts, as I reported earlier, of maybe 16 to 18 miles per hour at time. And right now, the winds are out of the southwest at around 6 miles per hour. So not as bad as it was earlier, but it is going to be a windy one over the next few days. So be prepared. And just wanted to let you know, from the WRCO Lost and Found Department, lost a ring that was lost a month ago in the Walmart parking lot. The ring is three rings soldered together, and they feature an engagement ring, a wedding ring, and an anniversary ring. If you find it or have found it, give a call to 608-475-4311. And then a couple of events that are going on tonight. And first of all, the Columbia County Emergency Management is hosting its Storm Spotter training, and that's going on from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Columbus Community Center. The training session is open to everyone, and no pre-registration is needed. Also, the Boaz, Lions Club meeting is going to be held at 6 tonight at the Boaz Community Building. All members are encouraged to attend.
Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is this Saturday with registration starting at 10. Bags fly at 11.
located at Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Pre-registration is recommended. Call, text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156. Entry fee, $20 per team. Bring your bags and partner. Double elimination, 6 games guaranteed. Absolutely no ghost allowed. If you don't have a partner, let them know. There may be someone else looking for a partner as well. This Saturday, the bags fly for a great cause. Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship is given to select graduates of River Valley High School attending a vocational technical college. Great times and a great event. See you Saturday at Wisconsin Riverside Resort at 10 a.m. Richland Grant Telephone Cooperative Incorporated will hold its annual meeting on Saturday, March 23rd at the Blue River Community Building in Blue River, starting at 10:30 a.m.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Our great deals this month include, from the 13th to the 25th, our purchase Clark or Royal Paint, any size, and get the next one half off of equal or lesser value. Also buy a $50 gift certificate and you will receive a $10 one for yourself. So stop in at our Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse to get these and many other deals. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
Cars have airbags, backup cameras, and blind spot sensors, and your auto insurance can be just as protective. It starts with your agent. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. Based on an understanding of your situation, our agency can help you determine which coverage options are best for you, with a policy that covers what you need and nothing you don't. Competitive rates are just the beginning. From there, our agency can help you create a personal price plan just for you, digging deep to find options and meet your need at a price that's right for you. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
100.9 WRCO. 18-wheeler dropped me off at that city limit sign. Sunday morning sunlight hurt my eyes. It's a long way from where I've been back to my hometown, but there's a man in me I need to drown. Baptize me in that muddy water. Wash me clean. Left of my soul, I can see the saints out.